Chapter 9. Take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece, and whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. Give ye them to eat. Make them sit down by fifties in a company. Whom say the people that I am? But whom say ye that I am? The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world, and lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here, which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. Whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Follow me. Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. No man having put his hand to the plough and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.